Right, here now with Bo Amber of Metallic. And Bo, you are the CEO and founder of the company. You want to talk a little bit about yourself and the company?
That'd be great. So Metallic's based in San Francisco, and we're a shop that really specializes in not only design, but also development. And we really like to take a technical approach to our projects and work on applications that are more challenging and involve a lot of data or visualization or things that just might not have been done. And we primarily have a design team and a development team that works in tandem with most of our projects.
Okay, so you're kind of perfect for mix then, in that you are the designer and the developer and everything all rolled into one company. And I'm guessing you work with a lot of different technologies.
We're playing around quite a bit with Silverlight now. We'd been working with WPF and Visual Studio a little earlier on, and we're pretty excited about any new technology that comes out, and we're absolutely pretty excited also to play around with the newest versions of Silverlight.
Okay, and I understand you're working on a project around Silverlight 1.1. Would you like to talk about that?
We've been talking with Microsoft for a while and trying to get our hands dirty with some of the latest and greatest. And when we found out that managed code and C# support was coming into Silverlight in version 1.1, we're definitely anxious to get started on a project. And something came about, and we're calling it Top Banana, and that was code name, but I think everybody's just going to know it by Top Banana from now on. But it's a video editing application that runs all in the browser.
So the entire thing is going to be running under managed code and Silverlight 1.1.
That's right. And we did a lot of coding and development in Visual Studio, and we also worked with Blend and Design to put the whole thing together. But it's like we were developing almost for the desktop, except we've got the portability of getting it running in a browser. And so now, unlike some of our WPF apps, we can also share it to those on Mac computers as well.
Okay, and I had the pleasure of getting a brief little demo of this application before we went live with the interview, and I'm guessing that everybody else would like to see it as well. It was really quite impressive. So you want to queue it up and show it to everybody?
Sure thing. So I'll pull it up here. I'm on a Vista computer running IE, and this is the main application. And all of the design and visual elements are XAML based, and all of the interaction and the programming is C# and managed code. And basically, what you're looking at is just kind of this infinite canvas that you have to work with, where you can pan around. You've got a bunch of different content over here, and these are all just different video clips. So I can pull out different pieces of content. I've got some random shots of Vegas here, and these are all the different pieces of video that are in the application. And as I roll over, I get little previews of them to find all kinds of different interesting things. So I can drag that out into the interface, and then I have the usual controls in terms of being able to play that content, pause that content, and also to seek through it. But the whole point of this isn't to be a video player, it's to edit content. And we've got a few interesting features that let us do that. This clip, maybe I just want a little casino action at the beginning of it. I can drag this out point and trim this clip. So now when I play it back, I'm just going to get this piece right there. And then I can find some other content that I might want to throw in. Here's some of the stratosphere, and I'll drag that out. So if I want to combine these two elements into one video, I just drag this one, and you'll see I get this little highlight here, and they snap together. So what I can do with that is now preview that, and it'll play this content together as if it was one clip. Let me get that into focus there. So that's just kind of some of the editing capabilities, and this is a preview here. All of this information is stored in XML, and you can run this through in code or any other program. And create a new piece of video content after editing in here. And everything that we're loading in here is Windows Media Video, and then you can export it into Windows Media Video as well for redistribution.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's very performant. That's the first thing I noticed when you were panning around the canvas and running through the different clips that were out there. I noticed that everything was very smooth.
Exactly. Even with the content plane here, we've got a zoom feature. And I can interactively go and zoom in and out of the content. We also have the capability to use full screen mode and just take over the whole interface, and you still have a lot of performance and things that you can work with. And what's really interesting when you're talking about the performance is if I go over here, I've got a grid of some other videos that I've set up, and I can go through and play this content individually. But what's also cool is I can just play it all. And it's a little noisy on here. Let me mute that. But I've got 9 different media files playing simultaneously, and it's not killing the machine. So, you know, we're pretty surprised with how far we could push that.
Yeah, that's really impressive. I've actually not seen a lot of Silverlight demos out, you know, just because it's been, you know, it's a fairly new announcement here, but that is really amazing. How was your experience with it?
You know, the development experience was really interesting in terms of working with Visual Studio and also working with Blend is great. I naturally pull those up, and this is the project that we have in Visual Studio, and we're just using standard project files, and we have things broken into different XAML elements, and we're doing all of our coding here. The really nice thing, though, is when I switch over to Blend, I've got the exact same project file loaded and the same structure, and, you know, I can visually work with elements in the Blend environment and tweak them, and also pop into Visual Studio to do coding. What's really cool is, you know, we developed this fairly quickly, and we really needed to scale the team to work on this in parallel. And we actually had a couple of programmers, interactive designer, and graphic designer working on the project simultaneously, which was great. And they could work in the tools that they wanted to. You know, we also started off in design to lay all the visual elements out that we exported into XAML and then finished tweaking in Blend. So, you know, the workflow and the capabilities between the whole studio was really great to work with.
So instead of designers and devs stepping on each other's toes and everything, working with the same files, they were able to just use different tools against the same project to create everything together.
Exactly. And in, you know, in a lot of cases, they'd be working on the same feature or the same element. And, you know, we'd be using source control the whole time, and everybody would just check in their changes. And, you know, you're diffing XAML and C# files and, you know, just a bunch of text data. And so it was really easy to work on all of those things simultaneously and not run over each other.
Now, can you talk to me about what your plans are with the project itself? Like, what are you going to do with it? Where's it going to go?
Yeah. So, you know, we've demoed it here at Mix with the keynote to just kind of get people excited about what you can do with Silverlight, especially 1.1. But this will actually be released as a starter kit. So this whole thing was developed as a, you know, in a partnership with Metallic and Microsoft, and we'll be releasing the whole thing to the community later this year, and they'll have full access to all the files to use as a template and the source to use this as a starting point to build similar video applications. So we think that'll be really exciting, and we think, you know, that'll get a lot more people into this type of thing, and you know, kind of pick up where we leave off, and who knows where it'll go from there.
Well, yeah, I think full access to a Silverlight-based video editor is going to be, yeah, that's going to be really, really cool.
I've got one more feature, actually, that I want to show you in the application. One of the things I didn't show you is there's a search feature in here, too, where I can just type in, and that filters down all of my results. So this is actually a WPF project that we did with some snowboarding. But I can pull out this content here, and let me minimize some of the UI. And this is what we call film strip mode. So, you know, we have the basic video editing where you can play and you can click and drag to trim the points. But we have this really cool feature that we call the film strip, which lets us just drag the clip out. And what happens is it'll transform into an image sequence. And the farther you pull it out, the more detail you'll get out of the image. So if I zoom way out here, I can really stretch this out. And you can start to see all of the different content that's inside of this one video. And then it dynamically updates given the size that you have available. So if I pull up here a little bit, I can show you how we use that in editing. And I can see there's a few different sequences in here. And let's say I just want to focus on this watch bit. I can now drag the trim point, and my preview is going to update. And I can see there's the watch there. And I can see there's some snowboarding after that. And so I can trim into there. And then I can see there's a cut back to a little interview piece here. So if I want to focus right on that, we also have this other little feature that lets us step through the video. And if I click and drag on the preview, I can scrub through the content and find exactly where I want to stop and then snap the trim point to that. And now when I play this, I'm just going to get that edit there. So this is just another way, you know, I think, you know, we're not trying to replace video editing applications in any ways, we're playing around with new ways for people to experience video editing and web-based applications. And, you know, we think some of the interactions and ways we're working with the video will be interesting and hopefully easy for people to pick up and play around with and make use of.
Well, that's the thing, right, is that I've been looking at this and not only thinking about how performant it is and the functionality and watching you zoom and pan and that fantastic accordion-like image preview, but the fact alone that it runs on the web, you know, a few years ago, I never would have thought or expected.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm demoing this on a Mac machine. We're actually running in Vista, obviously. But I can actually reload this up in OS X and pop this in Safari. And
this works in Safari?
Oh, yeah. I can, on the Mac. It's great. And, you know, the performance is good, and you can do all the same features and all the same functionality. So, you know, same thing on XP, pull it up in Firefox if you want to, and have the same experience.
Wow. Okay. Well, I use Safari. I mean, when I'm using my Mac, Safari is one of the browsers I typically use. Uh-huh. And so that's really good news for me. And I honestly was wondering about that, but I didn't expect it to actually be portable and to work that well across the platforms.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it was a bit of a surprise to us, you know, in terms of this stuff's so new, we haven't been working with it all that long. You know, we put it together and, you know, we've got a bunch of different machines and we pulled it up and, you know, once we work out a few little kinks, it's good to go and up and running. And yeah, it is surprising. And the other thing that was really surprising too is, you know, just the performance and the way that it runs. You know, we haven't really had the time to go in and tweak and finesse everything. And, you know, this is kind of the pre-tuned.
This is the unoptimized experience.
Yeah, this is just straight coded, get it to work, and this is kind of the level of interaction and support that we're able to get out of it. And, you know, I credit a lot of that to now, you know, most machines are going multi-core and all of that, and I think this is one of the few web technologies that's enabling multi-threaded processing out of the box, and you can really kind of see what that gets you.
Yeah, I was really thinking that it's probably a testament to the quality of your team, just in that an unoptimized experience with pre-release software with that kind of functionality is, well, I mean, if I had done this myself, we wouldn't have gotten past, like, the thumbnail, you know, portion.
Well, I'd certainly like to say that we have a unique and a great team in terms of talented designers to make everything look nice and interact well, and some great coders as well. You know, I'd love to take all the credit for this, but... you know, I had a few other things to coordinate at the same time. So it was great, though, because, you know, I was able to get in here and do some coding and tweaking. And, you know, even on, you know, the flight out, I can pull it up and blend and finesse some of the little visual elements. Yeah, I think this project is definitely a demonstration of how well our team was able to come together and combine to create a really great experience.
Well, that's fantastic. But is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I think that's pretty much it. We'll have a video of this going up on Silverlight.net where I'm just doing a walkthrough of all these features, going a little bit more in depth, and hopefully we'll be putting a version up sooner than later as well for people to try it out themselves.
Okay. And how can people find out more about your company, Metallic?
Well, the easiest way is just go to our site, which is Metallic, and we spell it a little bit differently. You can think of it as Metal IQ, but we just call it Metallic, so it's metallic.com, and we've got a run-through of this project on there, as well as some of the things we've been doing with WPF.
Okay, so metallic.com?
That's the one.
Well, very good. Thank you so much for coming out here today and showing us that. As an employee of the Microsoft Corporation, it does make me happy to see that kind of quality work being done with our stuff. And, yeah, that's really exciting, especially watching it on a Mac. So thank you.
My pleasure. And, you know, my thanks to Microsoft for giving us some great tools and technology to play around with.
Well, very good. Well, I guess I'll see you around Mix then.
Sounds good.